Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:35. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And very special guest joining us from the Travis Mills Foundation is Travis Mills. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, champion. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, thanks for serving your nation. Retired Army Staff Sergeant, 82nd Airborne, injured in the field of battle. And, man, IED took parts of both legs, both arms. In fact, you're one of only five quadruple amputees from the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Do you get tired of being described that way?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say getting tired of being described that way, but I feel like it's definitely just one part of who I am. And the more I get the chance to talk about the work that we do at the foundation and the things I have going on, the better off, you know, I am with having people kind of understand that I'm more than just my injury.
Well, in 2013, you got together with your wife, Kelsey, and you started the foundation. What was the need? What was the kind of the impetus to saying this is something we should do and why?
Well, we just were at the hospital. We were showing so much love and support that we wanted to give back and do something for veterans that were in the same situation as us and their families. And we decided to just go full steam ahead. And we started the Travis Mills Foundation. Not knowing what we were doing, honestly, just kind of wading through. And now we've built this world-class facility in Maine where we bring out families 8 per week that have been through physical injuries due to service, and we show them how to live life to the fullest and not on the sidelines. And, you know, it gives them a sense of community, but also the ability to understand that life's not over, to live out the slogan of never give up, never quit, and no matter what their injuries are, physical or, you know, non-physical, more of the post-traumatic stress, we have programs for all of it. And we're going to keep doing the work that we do, but we're so grateful to have the support that we have and people pushing our, programs out there so everybody knows what we have going on, because we're just here to help and we're grateful to do it.
Yeah, one of the big fundraisers is coming to Ocala tomorrow. Concert Never Give Up on Country from the Travis Mills Foundation at the World Equestrian Center. And you could just simply Google Travis Mills Foundation or .org and you'll have the information for the event in Ocala. It's going to be a great one. But let's go back a little bit. And we talk about healing and, you know, the folks that have faced some tough times, you know, in combat, they have a unique set of issues, shall we say. And unless you're one of them, you might not understand it. I see it from the outside, and I have concerns, and I try to participate in foundations and help people. But I like the way that you say recalibrated warrior or recalibrated veteran. Tell me about recalibrating. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I would strongly suggest that this has nothing to do with anybody out there. But when they called me a wounded warrior, when people were calling me wounded, I didn't like the negative connotations, right? There's automatically a sadness. There's a little bit of pity, which is to be expected. But for me, I just recalibrated. I had to find my new normal. And that's what we focused on at the hospital, because my life has changed. But my wounds have healed. I, you know, have scars now, but they're okay. And I just recalibrated myself. So instead of putting my, you know, pants on and my shirt on first, I put my legs on, then my pants, my arm, then my shirt, and we go about, you know, our day. And that's all there is to it. My wife and I have been very blessed to have Walter Reed for recovery. And my two kids are amazing, and life goes on. So that's why I think we change the narrative to recalibrate it, because a few changes here and there, but we're living life to the fullest and very excited.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when people like me hear what you went through, what you've done, and as a net result of it, you've turned it completely around, found the silver lining, and you're helping others that have been suffering or still finding their way or still working on their recalibration. So I guess I'm asking you, beyond just the military folks that you work directly with, I would imagine that you've been a motivating force in others, maybe some that have contributed to the foundation, for instance.
Well, absolutely. Actually, I'm a keynote speaker for corporate events for my personal job. So I go around the nation and give presentations to fairly large companies. JP Morgan and Chase, I do a lot of their events for them. And, you know, people are going through cancer. People are going through hardships in life that maybe is not as obvious as the ones I've been through. But they always get something out of my story. And, you know, I don't use my military side to make people feel like if they're not military, they can't, you know, find strength or motivation or encouragement from me. And, you know, I just tell people we're in this together. And we've all been through something or a loved one's been through something that maybe my story can help. So, you know, just help people keep passing it along. And I'm here to be a, you know, somebody that you can look up to and realize that no matter what your situation is, it's going to keep getting better if you try. So, you know, that's why we're in Ocala. We're in Ocala, Florida here for this big concert, you know, Friday night with Jimmy Allen. And he was on tour with Carrie Underwood, and, you know, it's going to be a really great time. And we do have a lot of people coming to support us, and we have some more tickets to sell, so I'd love to have more people out.
Yeah, you got Colt Ford, you got Kid G. It's going to be a great time. World Equestrian Center, like I said, go to TravisMillsFoundation.org for more ticket information and stuff like that. And another silver lining, I mean, you know, God bless you, but if this, you know, occurrence hadn't happened to you in war, what do you think the odds are that you would have been like a New York Times best-selling author with your book, Tough as They Come?
Well, I'll be honest with you, probably not very likely. But the book's been doing really well. I'm working on my second book right now, based more off resiliency. And, you know, I'm very excited. I also, on Discovery Plus and HBO Max, have my new documentary just came out. Magnolia Network did that, Chip and Joanna Gaines. And it dropped on Veterans Day. It's doing very well. If anybody wants to watch that, it's called Hi, I'm Travis.
Hi, I'm Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna look for that. I love documentaries, and I'm gonna look for that, and I'm gonna extend that to my listeners as well. I'll make sure I mention that again. And you're gonna be on a podcast, and you'll probably be on our Saturday Morning Rewind show. And but we want to promote the show itself that is coming up tomorrow night, the big concert, Never Give Up on Country, Travis Mills Foundation. Now, Travis, do you come out and speak at this particular event?
I mean, I'll go up there and wave and say hi to people, make sure they understand how grateful I am and humbled that they decided to come out and be a part of this event. But it won't be a full-blown hour-long presentation. It's going to be more about the music and having fun.
But I imagine that corporate folks that may be listening, they can get in touch with you through your website and book you for a motivational speaking engagement if they want to.
Oh, absolutely. Once you go to the foundation page, you know, click more about me or whatever, it goes to my TravisMills.org page, and then goes, you know, when you email in, it goes to my speakers bureau out of Chicago. But yeah, absolutely. The answer is yes. Sorry, that was a long drawn out way to say yes. But I'm so excited for this concert. You know, it's the second annual. Mary and Larry Roberts, who have put so much time and effort into building the World Equestrian Center, have, you know, done such an amazing job, and they let us come in and do all this stuff, and I'm just so honored and excited, actually, for tomorrow night.
Well, you can imagine how we feel in the community. That World Equestrian Center has been a big deal for everyone, and the Roberts family has been extremely generous, and they allow the use of their facilities, you know, for a whole lot of people, a lot of groups, great causes, and so we certainly appreciate that, and thanks for giving them a shout-out. And the Travis Mills Foundation and the big event is tomorrow night, Never Give Up on Country, Jimmy Allen, Colt Ford, Kid G at the World Equestrian Center in Ocala. It is going to be a fantastic time for a super cause, and we love it. And keep recalibrating. I'm sure yourself, you're still on a journey, and everybody else. Thank you, Travis. Anything you want to leave us with? Give us a pearl of wisdom before you go.
Well, I'll tell you what. Everybody have a great day. Remember to never give up, never quit. And if you haven't been to the World Equestrian Center yet, you got to check it out. Their French bakery here, she, as in Mary Roberts, has a pastry chef from France, and she flies the butter in special because she wants to make it just like they do in France. It's worth your time. I'm telling you what. But no, I'm just excited. Thanks for the time. And for everyone supporting me and helping us out with this. I'm grateful, and you know, my wife and family, you know, kids and everything. We're just lucky to live in such a great country that takes care of me and gives me the opportunity to have experiences like this, even after taking my arms and legs off from a bomb.
Well, you're blessed, and you're sharing those blessings with everyone else, and we love that, and we appreciate it. Travis Mills, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's going to be a great event. Once again, go to TravisMillsFoundation.org. Great guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.